This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dr. Barry McCarty is a friend of ours from Dallas, Texas. He used to be the president of Cincinnati Christian University. He ministered in Atlanta when we were there. Now he's in Dallas, Texas. He's an avid bicyclist. But he talks about a book that some of you are familiar with. You may have even read it. It's called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for 3 years, sold more than 7 million copies in 34 languages. But he doesn't write about what I would call the biblical God that you're familiar with or I'm familiar with. It's the God of whatever you want. It's the God of your feelings. And whatever God you feel there is out there, go with your feelings. Don't trust the Bible. Don't trust any person that calls himself or herself a religious leader. And part of that I would agree with. But when he says, don't trust the book, don't trust the Bible, just go with your feelings. It's kind of a feel-good God, whatever you want your God to be. I do not believe that is the God of the Bible. In fact, I would call that practical atheism. Now listen to this story that Barry tells. He said, about 4 years ago, another cyclist crashed into me during a training ride. I went down hard, and both the other cyclist and his bike came down on top of me. I lost a lot of skin, suffered deep gashes. My left ear was sliced in two, but the worst of it was that I had a skull fracture and a concussion that put me in intensive care for 4 days. I'm really happy that when the paramedics got me to the hospital, they didn't call in anybody who had been to the Neil Donald Walsh Conversations with God School of Medicine. They called in a neurosurgeon. He didn't ask everyone in the emergency room to hold hands and talk about their feelings as what should be done to treat me. No, he carefully examined my injuries, ordered lab tests, several x-rays, and a CAT scan of my skull. Then, based on the best available evidence, he prescribed a course of treatment in accordance with the principles of medical science. What's his point? He says you believe in God in the same way. It's not let's join hands and we'll just believe in whatever God comes to mind. We believe in the God of the Bible, the God who in Isaiah said, I am the Lord, there is none other, and I will not tolerate infidelity in anyone, is the summation of that verse. I am the Lord, and there is none other. I will not share my glory with another. I am the Lord God of Exodus, who said, you will have no other gods before me. He didn't say, take your pick of what's out there. You will have no other gods before me. And we're talking about the God, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You talk about politically incorrect, politically insensitive, politically nuts, is to hear those words of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if it's true, it's the most important statement in the universe. Let's look at verse 1 and 2 again, if we could. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one that does good. There's two kinds of atheism. There is the atheist who is what I call the intellectual atheist. The intellectual atheist has said, I've made up my mind, there is no God. And there are people like that. You have met people like that. I've met people like that. You may have people in your family that are like that. But you know what is more scary than the intellectual atheist? It's what I call the practical atheist. What's a practical atheist? A practical atheist, get this, is a man or woman who goes to church on Sunday but lives as if there is no God. That's a practical atheist.
Well, maybe you're a person who's never heard that term before, a practical atheist, and yet it's very descriptive of people today in 2018. We'll continue this message tomorrow from Psalm 14 on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.